The indications are quite broad and they're getting broader. The one we'd really like it to work very well in is in terms of the treatment of defects for breast conservation. I think a very exciting but even less reported area is its use in implant reconstruction in terms of improving the coverage and to mask rippling both from the reconstructive and obviously in the cosmetic setting. One very well and successful established use is the correction of contour and volume problems post flap-based reconstruction. Even more exciting, but again less established, is its role in salvage of radiotherapy problems with reconstruction or very badly affected mastectomy flaps. On a case report level, it's been described in total reconstruction, and obviously I won't encroach on that in this talk particularly, but it has a potentially major impact on cosmetic and particularly breast aesthetics.